And now, more Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
We're coming to you from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios at KFNS in Webster Groves. A couple of weeks ago, I met Jonathan Jones at an event, and he was telling me about his place, the Southwest Diner. So I rolled by there this week, and we chatted a little bit and started by talking about the name Southwest actually has two meanings. I asked Jonathan to explain.
My partner and I, Anna Seidel, we wanted to do a Southwestern diner. We weren't sure of the name, had thrown a bunch of things around as we were looking for locations, and we came across our location now. It was for sale on Craigslist, listed under its Abbott address, so we didn't even know it was on Southwest, and we found the building, and it was located on Southwest, decided the name for us, and we decided to call it Southwest Diner, and the rest is history.
Now, are y'all in the city or Maplewood, or where's the line exactly?
We're actually in the city. We're in the far southwestern corner of the city, in a neighborhood called Ellendale. It's in the 24th Ward, so it's the same ward as Dogtown and Franz Park.
Yeah, but this little section of the city, it's kind of, for a lot of people, it's off the beaten path. I mean, I've lived here 25 years, Jonathan, and I think today was the first time I've ever actually taken that southwest exit off of westbound 44.
Location on its first, you know, the first look of it, it seems like it's kind of out of the way, and I think it is for some people. But we were, you know, as we were looking for locations, we kind of looked what makes a good location for a diner. And right off a highway is one of those, you know, on the checklist of a good location. And really, you know, I had driven past this building, you know, living in South City and spending time in Maplewood or near, you know, inner ring suburbs. It's a major cut through, sometimes a lot quicker than actually taking, you know, a highway or the inner belt. I think once people find it, they realize that we are actually close to everywhere, because we're right off 44, really close to 40. You know, McCausland, Skinker is right there. So yeah, seems off the beaten path, but once you find us, you know, you realize it's not so far away.
Okay, so we're talking to Jonathan Jones here on Food Talk STL on KFNS, and we're at the Southwest Diner at Southwest and, is it Abbott the cross street?
Abbott, yes, A-B-B-O-T-T.
Okay, in the city, right off of Interstate 44. Now, you told me before that you feature New Mexican food as well as, you know, traditional breakfast stuff. What's the difference in New Mexican and Mexican?
It really comes down to the chili pepper. The New Mexican grown chili peppers are world famous for their unique flavor and just their quality. The chilies we get are mainly from Hatch, which is sort of a world famous chili growing region, small town in New Mexico, just the best chilies in the world. So it kind of starts with those. You know, you have the red and the green. The green is the fresh roasted chili. The red is the sun-dried chili. And from those you get your chili sauces, and that's chili with an E. New Mexicans eat chili, red or green, every day. I mean, it's part of the culture, and it really, you know, you'll see a lot of the same dishes. You'll see rellenos and enchiladas and tacos and things of that sort. So it looks like a Mexican menu, but it's those chili sauces, the pure chili sauces, no vinegar or tomatillos or acid of any type. It's just a pure chili sauce. That's really where the differentiator is.
Okay, so we're at the Southwest Diner. And how long have you all been open here with the Southwest Diner?
We opened in June of last year, so we've been open about 8.5 months.
And what was here before?
Most recently, it was a Alcoholics Anonymous coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
They had meetings, and where our kitchen is now in the back of the building were pool tables. So it was, you know, kind of a hangout for people in the program.
Well, I notice you do have booze, and not every diner, you know, where you go in and get the omelet or you get the patty melt for lunch or whatever, has beer, liquor, stuff like that. Tell me about that decision to get a liquor license.
Sure. We do have a full liquor license. You know, Mexican food and New Mexican food goes really well with, you know, we got fresh squeezed margaritas. We wanted to offer, you know, something more to our customers, particularly we tend to be do a lot of brunch business, and you know, brunches are very competitive, and people really, a lot of people make their decision on where to go on a Saturday or Sunday, whether or not they can get a Bloody Mary or a little hair of the dog, you know. So it's really just another you know, another range of product and service we can offer our customers. And we do it really well, you know, premium liquors, fresh squeezed juices, that sort of thing.
For people who are listening, as this is airing on a Saturday, Jonathan, a little before noon, you guys are open how late? And what would you suggest somebody have if they rolled in early afternoon on a Saturday for brunch here?
We do things a little differently from a lot of restaurants in town. We're open for breakfast and lunch only, so no dinner service as of now. During the week, we open at 7 a.m. and go till 3 p.m. On the weekends, 8 to 2. Breakfast and lunch is available all day. Our entire menu is available. Somebody comes in for brunch for the first time. On the weekends, we've been doing this really great special featuring old-fashioned stone-ground grits. We call it Grits on Fire. It's excellent. You get to try some sort of, you know, the classic southern grits with the cheese and cream and deliciousness. And then we top it with a stewed red chili pork called carne adobada, so you get to try the New Mexican in one dish. It's really excellent. Our biscuits and gravy are great. Our enchiladas are excellent. Either the classic or the New Mexican, it's really hard to go wrong here.
You were talking about the New Mexican chilies, the Hatch chilies. We've gone to places in St. Louis, and they say, ooh, this is going to be really spicy. Are you sure you want to get it? And we say, yeah. And then they bring it out, and it's not that spicy. Have you had any brushback from people saying, oh, baby, that's a little too hot for us?
Yeah, maybe a handful of times. I think people don't give diners credit a lot of the times, you know, that they know what they're getting themselves into. So, you know, we're pretty casual about it. You know, if they ask, we'll say, you know, or if they haven't been here before, we'll let them know that our red chili is significantly hotter than our green. We can offer it on the side and things like that. But for the most part, you know, people, I think we've gotten a reputation where you can come here and get spicy food or not spicy food. So I think they come here kind of prepared. And if somebody does have a dish that's too spicy, we're happy to bring them something else, you know, because we want people leaving full and happy.
Well, of course. And you know, grandma sometimes says, oh, gosh, I don't want any of that pepper or whatever on my stuff. I just want it straight. Sure. Just so you can get that. Your career, Jonathan, I know you told me you used to work over at Mercury Labs in their production department. How did you transition from a media type career or interactive marketing or whatever it was you were doing over there into running a place like this?
Well, I had always grown up saying I wanted to own a restaurant, even before I knew what that meant. You know, my parents, that was their main source of entertainment. I'd either go with them or get the leftovers, and I thought that was pretty cool. But, you know, I went to school. I wasn't really prepared to do, like, a culinary arts program. It didn't really seem for me. There was the food truck thing was happening. I saw a hot dog cart for sale on Craigslist and decided to kind of jump into that. And I was doing both the mobile food thing on weekends and evenings and working at Mercury during the day. And eventually I met my partner now, Anna. We started dating and working together. She was doing food truck as well. She had started Holy Crepe, the crepe bus. And we started working together, running the kitchen and handlebar in the Grove neighborhood and doing breakfast tacos at the Tower Grove Farmers Market. As our food and, you know, the ball started kind of rolling, and we started to think about doing bigger and bigger things, and it turned into, let's open a restaurant, you know, the rest is, you know, we're here now, you know. It just kind of happened. I mean, there was a lot of steps along the way, but it really did feel like the transition just happened naturally.
Well, then when you opened this back in the summer of 2012, you had your own partisans who were ready to follow you guys over here, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. We were at the Tower Grove Farmers Market for 3 years, the last season of which we branded as the diner in order to kind of to have a brand identity, as well as, hey, look for us opening in, you know, the next year. Look for us opening, well, it looks like we're going to open around June, you know, as it progressed, as our progress happened on getting open. So, you know, we had people at the door waiting to get in. The media was already kind of aware of us. We had an article written by George Mahey of St. Louis Magazine the week before we opened, kind of a first look kind of thing. So, yeah, it was a really nice way to introduce our sort of concept to people in a really casual way.
What would you say to people who are thinking about getting into the food truck world?
you know, with anything, either a restaurant or, you know, like a brick and mortar or a food truck, it's probably going to be more work and different work than you expect. Doing the mobile food, the food truck thing was difficult in ways, you know, that a brick and mortar location is not. Organization and planning on having things on the truck and the timing of everything and moving around, you know, not having like a solid base of operations where people come to you is, I don't know, I felt much more like a hustle, you know, like you're out like hitting the pavement, really hustling for every dollar in a different way than you are at a brick and mortar restaurant where people kind of come to you. So, you know, it's a lot of loading and unloading equipment and food onto trucks, and trucks break down, you carry insurance on them. There's, you know, there's all sorts of things. It's still a business and it's very difficult. I wish people luck that want to do it, but it wasn't really for me.
Okay, so what did you have for breakfast and lunch here today? I presume you had your own menu items.
Yeah, I came in this morning and I had a half order of biscuits and gravy. We get the pork from a local pork farmer. We make the sausage ourselves, and the biscuits are baked fresh every morning. That was a nice way to start. I got a nice belly full. For lunch, I did something off menu, but something we can do by request. Sometimes runs a special. I just did a quesadilla with green chili and Monterey Jack cheese with some homemade arbol salsa and sour cream. It's really good.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for taking a moment, and good luck with your venture here.
Absolutely, thank you.
Okay, that's Jonathan Jones from Southwest Diner. They're on Southwest, and they serve Southwestern type food. Thank you, Jonathan. And enjoy those grits with deliciousness. Okay, we're just about done here with our show. Thank you very much for listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Next week, St. Patrick's Day, we'll be talking to a woman named Clonna McKenna. She's an Irish cooking and lifestyle lady, and she has a great cookbook out. Also a rep from Jameson, Ryan Wolf, about an Irish beer or two, so please be sure to listen next Saturday from 11 to noon on 590. Coming up here, we've got Dr. Rick Lehman. He'll be talking a little bit about Rafael Furcal and his injury in Florida and the surgery that awaits. And then, 1 o'clock or so, we're going to have the Creighton basketball game from the Missouri Valley Conference. Yes, top-seeded Creighton versus Indiana State. It's all coming your way today on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We'll